Welcome to the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. I'm Stephanie Boyd, your host. In case you didn't know, Bammer stands for Badass Mother Runner. This podcast will bring you stories from across Kentucky and beyond about badass women running and the people that support them. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. I'm Stephanie Boyd, your host for this podcast, and I am doing something a little bit different today. Normally I have a guest on the show with me, and I'm going to go solo today, but I have a really fun and important topic that I want to talk about that keeps coming up a lot. It's coming up in some of the conversations that I'm having on the podcast. It's coming up in different running groups that I'm in. It's coming up in some running forums and on Twitter. And so today I really want to focus on what we like to call sexy pace here in my mom's running group. And a lot of you know it more as a slower run or a recovery run. And those two things serve two different purposes, but we can talk about that in a minute. But before we dive into sexy pace, I want to talk with you all about a few things that are coming up. If you haven't noticed, I've taken a little break from putting out podcasts weekly. That's for several reasons, mainly life and some other obligations, and training have made it really difficult for me to get guests scheduled for a weekly podcast and get those edited. So I do have some podcasts that I'm just sitting on, kind of waiting and getting the edits for those. And then I have a full slate of episodes scheduled in September. So I'm really excited about that, mainly because there are just so many great stories that are out there sitting there that have been unheard, that are very motivational and inspirational that I want to share with you. And then also we have lots of experts here in Kentucky that on nutrition and running and health and fitness. And so I want to make sure that listeners are exposed to those resources also. So it's been fun kind of watching this over the last, 12 episodes and seeing how this is going. And I'm getting some good responses from people, and I'm hearing from women who I don't know personally, but who have a story that they want to tell. So I'm really excited to get to know them better and have them on the podcast in the future. But that's kind of what's going on with the Bluegrass Bammer podcast right now. So I'm still here, still recording, just not at the frequency I was in the beginning. And part of that has to do with planning and with starting some training and in my job and life. Hockey also starts up in September, and so that's where I think I'm always better with things when I have less time. The summer is kind of slow and I have more free time, so I tend to be less organized. But when the fall hits and kids go back to school and we have travel hockey, I have less wiggle room and less time to play with, and so I tend to get more things done, if that makes sense. But anyway, the second thing I wanted to remind you all about is the podcast. There's a couple of things that you can do to help support it. If you really like the content that I've had so far on the podcast, I would love for you to rate the podcast with a star rating review, and you can kind of put a little, some text there about what you like about the podcast if you are so inclined. You can do that pretty much on any platform that you listen to podcasts. It's pretty easy, but if you need help, just let me know. But I would love for you to rate and review my podcast. It really does help in terms of giving listeners who are new to the podcast a feel for what it's about and why you like it and why they should listen. So I would love if you do that. But also, subscribing to the podcast lets you know when a new podcast is out, and so you're the first one to get the notification, sometimes even before I put it out on social. So if you want to know when the next podcast is out and have it kind of in your queue, ready to listen, you can hit subscribe on the podcast and then you'll know when it's ready for you. So hopefully I'll be serving up new podcasts in September every week, but at the very least every other week moving forward through the end of 2019. I also hope some of you know that Indy Women's Half is coming up in September. It's September 28th. And there is probably about 100 ladies from the Moms Run This Town group that are actually going to Indy for the weekend. We're taking over the city And for a lot of women, this is maybe their 15th half marathon, but for some women, it's their first. And I'm super, super excited for everyone that's going. There's also a 5K option, and I think some ladies are going to do that. And so that's always a fun option. And really, it's about a time for us to all just get together, have some time away from our normal life here in Louisville, being moms and sisters and daughters and partners, and going to be away with each other for the weekend and have some fellowship and just really some time to get to know each other outside of our running clothes and in our running life that we have. So I'm super excited about that, but I hope to interview some ladies and do a live podcast from Indy Women's Half. It's going to be pretty amazing to have a lot. There's quite a variety of women that are going that have different perspective on running and have a different perspective on running groups. And so I'm really excited to be able to put them all together and get them on the podcast so that you can hear a little bit about who we are as a running group and also why I love these women so much and why they motivate and inspire me all the time. So there you go. So you want to rate and review the podcast, you want to subscribe, and then you want to listen. In September, we're going to have a lot of great topics that are coming up and moving forward. So that leads us back to the topic of sexy pace. I did a podcast with some fellow Bib Brave pros. It's episode 12. It was titled Who the Hell is Amy? If you all haven't listened to it, you should. There were five of us on that podcast, and we were coming down off of our running high from the Bib Rave Pro Summit in Chicago and running the Chicago Half Marathon and the Rock and Roll Half Marathon, and we had the best time. And so we were kind of just reviewing the whole weekend and what we got to do together. And as we were talking, one of the things that came up was one of the runners in the group said that she was slow, that she has a slow pace. And we stopped and I talked to her about that. And I said, you know, in our group, slow is a four-letter word in our running group at home. And instead we use the word sexy pace instead of slow pace. And so if ladies jump into the group and they're looking for a running partner and they have a pace that they consider slower than others, or if they just want a recovery run, they'll post, hey, I'm looking to run on Sunday morning. I'm running sexy pace. Who wants to join me? And so people just know that that's kind of a tamped down run. It's just an easygoing run, and it's a time to really have a conversation during your run and just take it easy and recover from maybe the day before or from a long run. So that really struck a chord with the ladies on the call, and then also some of our listeners who were calling in after the show and had some dialogue that they wanted to share about sexy pace. So first I want to share with you a caller that called in right after episode 12 and left me a voicemail. And she's Meredith. She also goes by Scootadoot on Instagram and Twitter, and she's a Bib Brave Pro. She's in New Jersey, and she called in and left me this message about sexy pace.
Hello, it's Meredith, also known as Scootadoot. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate this episode. I love hearing you guys all together. I so wish that I could have been at Chicago Summit, but the fact that you're doing this and that I get to hear you guys talk about it after nearly makes me feel like I was there. I really identify with sexy pace. I am a proud turtle. I have a group called Calling All Turtles for my group here in New Jersey. And it is so refreshing to hear that it's not just a local thing, that you guys have it down by you. And it's important to have that tribe, using that word, I know. Anyway, thank you for doing this. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
So I love that Meredith called in to talk to us about her sexy pace and her Calling All Turtles running group. And, you know, really, for me, pace is just, you know, something that a lot of runners focus on, and for good reason. But there are a lot of people out there that call themselves runners, and pace is not the goal. It may be distance, or it may be physical exertion or endurance. That is something that they really go after. So not every runner's goal is to be the fastest or to have the best pace in a run. You know, some people are just out there to enjoy the ride and may even understand they have limitations, whether it's due to a physical limitation or they just haven't been training the way that they want to. And so, you know, kind of just being real and saying, you know, I just want to get out there and enjoy running and enjoy racing. And pace isn't the focus. And I think that's interesting because I know when I first started running, I really didn't care about pace very much. I just wanted to finish a distance. And of course, like most runners, I started with the 5K distance. And that was really important to me to be able to cross the finish line and say that I ran the entire thing without stopping. And I had no pace goal in mind. It literally was to finish. And then as I accomplished that goal and I moved on, and started thinking about other goals, eventually I was hitting those distances and thought, you know, maybe I could do that a little faster. And so I think to me, at first was just the distance and then the pace. And I really didn't know what I was capable of, to be honest. And it was kind of scary to think about running faster than what I was already running, because running didn't come easy to me in the beginning. And, I think over time, I just ran more often and more consistent, and I started doing cross training, and my pace did speed up. You know, compared to some people's paces, it's still pretty slow, but it to me, it was quite an accomplishment. I mean, you know, to run a 5K in a 23-24 minute time, I was pretty happy with that. And I recognize now, as I kind of climb that hill towards 45, you know, I'm in the middle of my age group. So I recognize that I'm probably slowing down a little bit due to age. I don't know if I ever hit a 23-24 minute 5K again. But I also don't know that I necessarily value that as much as I do just the longevity in running. And so I like to feel good when I run. Don't get me wrong, I like to push myself. But I really do value slower pace runs. And, you know, also recognizing one of the things that I did early on as a new runner is that I thought that I had to run every training run at my race pace. And while that may have been helpful in some cases, it really doesn't help me personally in terms of longevity. What I do find is when I run a sexy pace or recovery run pace, it really does help my endurance. It helps me feel like I'm avoiding injury, and it definitely allows me to enjoy running. Certainly when I run with faster people, I get faster, but when I'm running that, you know, recovery run or that sexy pace, it's not about the pace at all. It's about just feeling good. It's about getting time on my feet and knowing that I have goals later on the week that I would try to hit in terms of pace in my overall training plan. But the goal that day is just to really get the time in, get the miles in, and not focus so much on how quickly or how slowly I do that. And it's really taken a lot of pressure off of me in terms of, you know, there was a time where I think I started to put a lot of pressure on myself and thinking about running a sub-4 marathon and thinking about running a sub-2 half marathon. All of a sudden, running was becoming a chore and not so much enjoyable as it had been before when I didn't have those really aggressive goals. And no one pays me to run. I'm not sponsored to run. It's not what I do to make a living. So for me, it just wasn't a priority anymore. And I started to back off those faster runs and really just enjoy it. And I started running with people who had a more sexy pace than I did. And what I found was I just felt really good and started to really learn the value of that. So in my running group, we started talking about this and talking about sexy pace because there was a Runner's World article that came out in December of 2018. It was titled How Slowing Down Can Help Your Speed, and I will post a link to that in the show notes so you guys have that after the show. But you know, essentially the whole onus behind the article was, you know, there's this whole science behind, you know, slowing down and what the benefits of that are. And the article helped you calculate kind of what your, you know, what is a recovery run, or what is sexy pace. So it's typically less than 65% of your heart rate. There's this whole calculation in the article, but it went over how to calculate what your recovery pace or your sexy pace run should be, and then why it is so beneficial. And it made a lot of sense to me when I read the article. You know, when I started training for ultras last year, I trained in 12 months. I trained for four different ultra distances. And I definitely think that, you know, those recovery runs that I did on, so I would do back-to-back training runs, and those recovery runs that I would do on Sunday were typically 10 to 12 miles. And that was following, you know, anywhere from a 24 to a 30 mile long run on a Saturday. It really allowed me to kind of get used to just time on my feet, that were already tired, legs that were tired and heavy, which really helped me prepare for the ultra distance running race. But it also gave me time to really stop and enjoy the scenery that was around me and take in everything, instead of that kind of laser focus that I sometimes would get when I would be on a pace run or tempo run. And there were things that I started noticing in the park that I'd run by lots of times and I'd never noticed. And you know, that all that being said, I mean, all runs have a purpose. So, you know, you definitely want to build into your training those things that are very specific to help you meet a goal, like a tempo run or hill workouts. But don't forget to find your sexy pace and embrace it, and know that you don't have to run your race pace on every run, that you don't have to try to blow yourself out every training run that you do. And if you have to, find somebody that runs the recovery run pace that you need to and ask them to run with you. There's a benefit to running with people who are faster than you, obviously, because you get faster, but there's also a benefit to running with people who are quote unquote slower than you are. And certainly there's that whole point about being able to run in a conversation and have a conversation with someone and really just enjoy that time getting out on your feet. So I highly recommend that. So I asked some ladies in the running group about sexy pace and about, you know, kind of how they feel about recovery run pace. And one of the ladies in the group was like, geez, I feel like every run that I do is a recovery run pace. Her name's Karen. She's here in Kentucky, and she is currently training for her first 100 mile race. She's done several ultra distances. She's a huge trail runner. And you know, anytime that you're switching from pavement to trail, well, most of the time, I should say, not every time, but most people will slow down their pace by necessity, on, especially if you're running really technical trails or a lot of vert in your run. And so Karen had adjusted her road pace to trail pace and ultra pace. And so she's like, geez, I feel like every run is a sexy pace run. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. But let me let Karen explain to you what she means by that and what her sexy pace is and why it's important to her.
So, Stephanie, you want to hear about my sexy pace that I do all the time? I refer to what I run as my sexy pace because I'm not super speedy. I don't think I ever would want to be super speedy. It's just one of those, I enjoy running. I like to feel good when I finish. My goal is always to finish a race feeling good enough that I can actually turn around and go back through the race again without any problems. I know for some that means I didn't run hard enough, but I prefer to run to feel good, enjoy it, and the next day wake up and be like, yep, I just did that. Last week I did Backyard Classic. Now it was
thanks, Karen, for calling in and sharing that little tidbit with us about sexy pace. And I just have to say, I really learned a lot by listening to other people who were sharing their thoughts with me, either on Facebook or on the podcast recording. And I'm always amazed at the range of runners that I run into and how everybody kind of approaches running a little bit differently. And I'm just always amazed by what types of feedback that people have to offer about these topics. So I hope you really like this mini episode. Now, keep in mind, I am not an expert in running. I don't have any type of training or background in running that is attached to professional certification. So these are, you know, topics that I'm just bringing to you for thought and discussion. I'm not providing any advice for running. Just giving you some food for thought. But, you know, if you're thinking about changing up your running routine or doing something different or just starting your running journey, you know, feel free to reach out to professionals in your community that can help guide you and give you appropriate advice based on your individual needs. So I just want to make sure that I say that. And just thanks everybody for hanging in there and trying out this mini episode with me. If you have thoughts about other mini episode topics, I would love to hear them. You can send me a message through the podcast and let me know what topic that is, or find me on Instagram or Facebook. I would love to hear your thoughts about topics we should cover later on in the podcast on our mini episodes. So thanks so much for sticking with me, guys. And don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast. I'll talk with you soon. Happy running to all my BAMers out there. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bluegrass Bammer Podcast. If you like what you've heard, hit subscribe to the podcast so you can catch the next episode when it's live. Also, you can find me on my blog, that is bluegrassbammer.wordpress.com, or you can follow me at Bluegrass Bammer on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. See you next time, and until then, happy running!